Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of our show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and how to properly use them. With me this afternoon is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Good afternoon, Arnie, and good afternoon, all of you folks out there in this dreary, a dismal-looking day.
Only in New Jersey. It's pretty sunny here in New York.
Okay, well, out in New Jersey, you folks may not realize it, but I happen to be doing this show by remote. Out here in New Jersey, in Morris County, it looks awful.
Yeah, it was beautiful this morning, and then it has been clouding up a bit, but I don't think we reached dreary yet. Okay, we also have with us our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell.
Boy, I think it's pretty dreary here in New York.
Oh, okay. Thanks
okay.
a lot.
Well, okay. No, I'm just
kidding.
All right,
kidding. 2-2. All right. And Sam Forbes. Sam's a nutritional consultant. He also manages that downtown store.
How you doing, everybody?
And, you know, for the past couple of weeks, we've been addressing the question raised by one of our listeners. And he said, why do we need to take nutritional supplements? Why can't we just get what we need from food? And I think we've done a pretty good job the last, answering that question the last couple of weeks. But it's hard to ignore the constant stream of studies and research that supports the need for supplements. So we want to run down a few of them before we get to your phone calls.
Thanks, Arnie. Well, let's talk about some studies that support the position that it's unrealistic to think we can rely on diet alone. And more to the point, it's unrealistic to think that telling most Americans to eat a healthy, well-balanced diet is going to work. You may have heard about the recent study published in the medical journal Lancet. This was a large, long study, and it looked at what happens to adults who eat frequently at fast food restaurants. Well, here's their conclusion. Quote, after 15 years, those who ate at fast food restaurants were more than twice each week compared to less than once a week, had gained an extra 10 pounds, and had a twofold greater increase in insulin resistance, which is a risk factor for type 2 diabetes, and diabetes is a major risk factor for heart disease. They added the following comment. It's extremely difficult to eat in a healthy way at fast food restaurants. Despite some of their recent healthful offerings, the menus still tend to include foods high in fat, sugar, calories, and low in fiber and nutrients.
Now, at the same time, the results of the latest AC Nielsen survey reveal, quote, only 12% of Americans even claim to eat the 5 recommended servings of fruits and vegetables each day. And approximately a third of the calories that people do consume are from nutrient-poor foods such as alcohol and soda. This combination has led to a population that consumes too few nutrients, which according to the Journal of the American Medical Association puts people at risk for long-term health concerns.
Okay.
So what else is new?
Yeah, what else is new is right. Okay, so it should be obvious that while it would be nice if most people derive their essential nutrients from foods, for many reasons it just isn't going to happen. Taking nutritional supplements is one obvious way for most Americans to increase their intake of these essential vitamins and minerals that they don't seem to be getting from their diet. To imply otherwise, as the caller may have been doing several weeks ago, is myopic at best and delusional at worst.
That's right. And to make matters even worse, even if you try to eat a healthier diet, you might not be able to. Now, according to a study published in the Journal of American College of Nutrition, December 2004, compared to 50 years ago, today's fruits and vegetables carry smaller amounts of some key nutrients, including protein, calcium, and vitamin C. The quote goes on, although there is probably more than one explanation, the trend may be largely due to farmers choosing to breed higher yield crops. Plants have a fixed amount of energy they can spend, and varieties with high yields may have less energy to take minerals from the soil and transport them around the plant or to synthesize vitamins and amino acids, which make up proteins.
And this recent study is not the first that shows a decline in the nutrient content of fruits and vegetables. And bear in mind, we're talking in these studies about the raw, fresh fruits and vegetables, not the nutrient content after they've been processed. Processing, of course, results in further depletion.
Well, processing is not something to take lightly. There is an article in this week's New York Times by Martin Burroughs talking about oatmeal. Now, oatmeal contains soluble fibers, and the health benefit of soluble fibers is now widely accepted, so the government actually allows companies to put a claim on the food label to the effect that soluble fiber from oatmeal as part of a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol may reduce the risk of heart disease. Also, so they can say diets low in saturated fat and cholesterol that include 3 grams of soluble fiber from whole oats per day may reduce the risk of heart disease. These are quotations. The FDA lets people put on food labels. Well, that's all well and good, but what kind of oatmeal do most people eat? Rather than eat the old-fashioned steel-cut or roll-type oatmeal, they eat the new flavored instant oatmeal. The problem is that these instant versions only contain about half as much or less of the soluble fiber of the original. So again, we're faced with certain facts. Saying that we don't need supplements and that we can get our nutrients from a healthy diet is noble and maybe even theoretically true, but it's unrealistic. Supplements make sense, especially if you're using the supplement as more than just a source of nutrition. Oat bran or soluble fiber is a good example. We know that increased intake of soluble fiber, that's oat bran, psyllium, and so on, can help lower elevated cholesterol. So what's wrong with supplementing your diet with an oat bran or other soluble fiber supplement?
This ties in to one of the other arguments about the value of supplements, of course, and this is when they're being used as therapeutic agents, not just food. When you take fish oil supplements, for example, you're not using them as a substitute for dinner. You're taking them because they contain concentrated levels of omega-3 fatty acids, which have therapeutic activity. The EPA and DHA fatty acids found in fish oil have been proven to help combat Crohn's disease, high blood pressure, high triglycerides, rheumatoid arthritis, and many other health problems. Does it make sense, with this being the case, to say, why do we need supplements?
That's right.
Why can't we just eat a healthy diet?
Sorry, Arnie, but fish oil is a good example, because this is a good example of when the supplement is actually better than the food. We're cautioned against eating too much fish for fear of high levels of mercury, PCB, and other contaminants.
Well, going one step further, when we talk about supplements, we're not just talking about basic vitamins and minerals. We're talking about herbs, enzymes, amino acids. Substances, while they may be derived from natural sources, are not normally used in all foods. These supplements can have a very powerful therapeutic action and can sometimes be used instead of more powerful but more potentially hazardous drugs. Let's take migraine headache, for example. We know that magnesium can help. Vitamin B2 or riboflavin can help. We just learned that the herb butterbur can help. Feverfew has long been used. In the case of vitamin B2, or riboflavin, some studies using doses in the area of 400 milligrams per day, much, much more than you need to prevent nutritional deficiency, using these high doses, the severity and frequency of migraine decreased but from 50% to two-thirds when compared to placebo. Is a high daily dose of vitamin B2 going to work for you? Well, we don't know. But wouldn't it be a logical thing to try? It's cheap, it's safe, and there's good reason to think that it might help.
And here's another impressive vote for the therapeutic value of supplements. According to a study published in the December 28th issue of Neurology, the herb butterbur that Dr. Podell just mentioned, also known as Pedicytes hybridus, is effective for preventing migraines. They ran a three-group parallel trial with a total of 245 patients. There was a control group and two groups on butterbur at different dose levels. The study ran for 4 months, and the results indicated that butterbur root extract, 75 milligrams twice daily, reduced migraine attack frequency approximately twice as much as the placebo. At this dose, 75 milligrams twice daily, the investigators say that Pedicytes or butterbur is comparable to prescription preventive medications.
I guess we could again draw the parallel between the supplement, an extract of butterbur root, and the actual plant. Well, eating the plant would be ill-advised, as it contains carcinogens. The commercially prepared extracts, however, do not. You know, we do carry butterbur, although it is not one of the more commonly used herbs in this country. We have Pedicytes concentrate drops by Herb Farm and Eurovex butterbur extract, which is in soft gels by Source Naturals. The Source Naturals product is standardized at 50 milligrams and is also recommended for bladder control problems.
Yeah, and also I think enzymatic therapy has a product called Petidolox,
right,
which is also a butterbur extract. Okay, we're going to start taking your calls in just a few moments. The number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. We take questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, anything related to nutrition. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll all be back in just a moment.
Now, some exciting news about a new product from Twin Lab for those of you with high cholesterol levels. The product is called Cholesterol Success. It contains a blend of naturally occurring compounds called phytosterols and phytostanols derived from plants that have been shown to block the absorption of cholesterol. The combination of plant sterols and stanols in Cholesterol Success was shown to reduce LDL cholesterol by up to 24%. If you are concerned about cholesterol levels, you owe it to yourself and your family to start taking Cholesterol Success by Twin Lab. It begins to work after 30 days with full benefit apparent after 60 days. Over 40 years of clinical trials have demonstrated the long-term safety and effectiveness of phytosterols, the active component of Twin Lab's Cholesterol Success. Twin Lab is so confident that Cholesterol Success will work, they offer a full money-back guarantee.
As you know, we always try to offer a great deal on doctors' best nutritional supplements. Well, here's a new one. Glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, in combination, is now on sale at one-half price. These three nutrients, glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM, work together to alleviate the inflammation and pain of arthritis and other types of joint problems. You can take them separately, but why not take advantage of the synergistic action of all three together? And why not take advantage of this great pricing from Doctor's Best, one-half price? You can choose the 120 or the 240 capsule size. Both are half price. How can you pass up a deal like this? Glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM combination, 120 or 240 capsule size from Doctor's Best, now on sale at Wilner Chemist at one-half price.
Hi, this is Dr. Eugene Zamperone, naturopathic physician.
And Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse.
As natural healthcare professionals, we rely on nature's answer for high-quality kosher, certified organic, responsibly wildcrafted herbs and nutritional supplements. Most products are also vegetarian.
Nature's Answer has a full line of single herbs like Dungguai and Black Cahoosh and combination formulas including Female Complex and Breast Health with Maitake, which balance the female system.
Nature's Answer, the only answer for exceptional dietary supplements, pioneers since 1972. Available at fine health food stores. Visit us online at www.naturesanswer.com.
Come to my way.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And why don't we get to the phones? Let's say hello to Mary from Philadelphia.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I listen to your show every Sunday with my little notebook and pen. I have two questions, not related. The first one is, I'm 56, went through menopause. Every night, you could set a clock on it, I wake up between 2 and 3, and I'm awake for the rest of the night. Now, I do take melatonin. That's the first question, and I'd like to know if there's something that would help me to have a good night's sleep, like REM sleep, where you're, you know, because I was always a good sleeper. My second question is, I heard hyaluronic acid, that would be good for arthritis and joints and your skin, and that's my two questions.
All right. Why don't we tackle the
Sleep problem.
Julia, we'll tackle the sleep problem first.
Yes.
First, a question. Are these hot flashes waking you up, or you just wake up?
I just wake up. I do take a estrogen plant derivative for hot flashes.
Okay, so we, but it began after menopause, but
yes,
we can't really clearly link it. In other words, obviously, treatment of hot flashes is a different kind of thing.
Right. This is right after menopause. I was always a good sleeper, and now it's every single night.
Okay, and then do you wake up thinking about things?
No,
no.
Just wake up. I could be sleeping from 11 and 2 or 3, I'm up, and I could be awake all night then.
Okay.
Listen to the WOR.
Okay, you're a good friend of Joey Reynolds.
Right.
All right, you know, you mentioned melatonin. One thing I might you might consider is, you know, there is a time-release melatonin.
Okay.
One which... I know Source Naturals makes a time-release melatonin, and Twin Lab make a time-release melatonin, and maybe Jarro does as well. There are different dosages, and you might want to, I think Twin Labs is 2 milligrams, Jarro's is 3, and I think Source Naturals can go up to 5 milligrams.
I do take 3, but I heard that you can't take, you shouldn't take any more than 3? Is that
true? No, you can take, that's okay, you can take more than 3, it's not that. The key thing here is to take it in a time-release form.
Oh, okay.
So perhaps... Perhaps, I'm not, you know, no guarantees here, but maybe the continued dosage of melatonin getting into your bloodstream, let's say at 2 in the morning and 3 in the morning, might serve to keep you asleep.
Very good.
That's what we were thinking of
there. Yeah, there are a number of other things that are used for sleep, and my experience is it's hit or miss. They work very well in some people and hardly at all in others. Mm-hmm. Things like valerian root, where I would start with, say, 300 milligrams at night, and if tolerated, go up to 600. And I would give that a full two-week trial.
Okay.
Because valerian does not work very well immediately. It works much better over time.
Do these things make you sleepy during the day also?
Well, usually not, but there's always some people that metabolize things slowly.
Uh-huh.
But if that case, you would have to back off it.
Okay.
Then there's things like passion flower, which I guess is not that sedating, but is kind of a calmative for people racing thoughts and so on.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got? Tryptophan.
Well, actually, there are some convenient formulations which contain valerian, hops, passion flower, and a number of other herbs that can be helpful for relaxation. I like the Country Life Sleep Tight Factors because it also combines herbs like that with calcium and magnesium, which also may play a role in helping relax. So herbs like that, formulations like that seem to be very helpful. I personally, sometimes if I wake up a little agitated, I can't get back to sleep, I like something called deep sleep, or you can use any of the liquid tincture type products, formulations for sleep. I like deep sleep, herbs, etc. makes it. And if I wake up in the middle of the night, I take like a couple of dropperfuls, and before I know it, I'm back asleep. But there's some other factors, though, that perhaps you need to address here. Of course, I mean, exercise, eating late in the evening, exercise is very important, so you need to sort of make sure you have some sort of exercise program, but don't exercise too late in the evening, and diet, you know, not eating too late in the evening is also seems to be important. Taking a walk before bed, you know, after dinner might be helpful for digesting your food. And one other remedy that or a nutrient that we haven't mentioned is 5-HTP. It's a useful protein, and it has a benefit in both mood and sleep disorders. So you may want to try that or look into it. 5-HTP. It's actually the higher form or more active form of tryptophan.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, 5-HTP, which you don't want to mix with any of the SSRI antidepressants, in some people is a very effective sleep I don't want to say pacifier, but
inducer.
Sleep inducer. Now, it's not terribly long acting, in the sense, so it may or may not be still working at 2 a.m. One could take, I'll use prescribed, start at 50 milligrams and work up, say, to 200 or even 300. But also, if it's helpful, if you woke, you could take another dose as well. Say, you know, say 100 before you go to bed, another 100 or so if you wake up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Now, second half of your question, hyaluronic acid for arthritis.
Yes.
Hyaluronic acid is most effective when it's injected right into the joint.
Oh, not the pills would
No, if
do.
You go, if you went to a rheumatologist and you said, you know, you told him about the arthritis in your knee, let's say, you might be a candidate for a hyaluronic acid injection.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe over, like, vitamins.
Yeah, I understand.
Well,
no.
Okay, let me, there are other supplements, though, that might be helpful.
Go ahead, Don.
Well, I just wanted to, you know, we talked about hyaluronic acid on this radio show some time ago. And I thought this was an excellent example, Arnie, to tell people about the new website, because what I did, and I'm gonna talk, folks, about this at the beginning of the next hour. Wilner Chemists this weekend has opened a new website, and I think you'll find it really, really fascinating. Very, very powerful, state-of-the-art website with lots of information. I just went to the reference library section of the website, and we have an advanced search feature. You can search, you can choose to search through different parts of the reference library. We have articles, we have radio excerpts, we have news and events, highlights, all sorts of things. You can type in partial word or full word, choose from keywords. I typed in hyaluron, okay? And I got two hits, both from articles, one from the radio show that I mentioned. The name of the article, the name of the radio show comment is "Don't Be So Gullible."
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Don't
give
out of time.
Yeah. Let's not use all that thunder. Let's save some for the start of the second hour.
But you can get a hint from what we're saying by the name of the thing. Don't be so gullible. Okay. People, they're advertising the product, but it's not what they claim it is.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, Mary. All right. We need to pause for a short break.
Now, a word about silicon, a mineral known to be essential for the normal growth and structural integrity of connective tissue and bone. Recent research has shown positive correlation between dietary silicon intake and bone mineral density of the hip in men and premenopausal women. Dietary silicates undergo hydrolysis, forming orthosilicic acid, which is then readily absorbed in the gastrointestinal tract. Biosil, the supplement you have heard us talk about from Jarrow Formulas, is a special choline-stabilized form of orthosilicic acid, which has been found to be highly bioavailable. A recent study presented at the American Society for Bone and Mineral Research studied the effect of Biosil on bone loss in aged, overactivized rats. The results show that Biosil significantly reduces bone loss, confirming the earlier studies in animals and humans. Biosil, from Jarrow Formulas, proven support for bone health.
And now let's go to the traffic with Mary Jane Royce.
Well, checking out the west side of Manhattan, big delays north and west side highway heading up to the 150s where an accident has been cleared. Traffic right back to the 90s, so try an Uptown Avenue or take the FDR Harlem River Drive combination. That's doing pretty well. Also very slow in Brooklyn on the inbound Gowanus BQE combination from Industry City up to the Prospect Expressway. In Queens, the westbound LIE is slow from Main Street to the Grand Central. Van Wyck is on the brakes northbound between Rockaway Boulevard and Main Street. Westbound Belt is slow, JFK Airport to Lefferts Boulevard. Lincoln, Holland, George Washington. Washington Bridge, really not too bad into and out of Manhattan. In Totowa, New Jersey, eastbound 46 has pothole repairs in the left and center lanes at Riverview Drive, so try eastbound 80. And westbound 80 in Morris County, some potholes by exit 34 in the center lane. This report is brought to you by RAD of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. RAD says, don't take your lifestyle on the road. Designate before you celebrate, because friends don't let friends drive drunk. Learn more at RADD.org. I'm Mary Jane Royce for WOR Traffic.
Preparing your body to fight off illness is important, and many Americans are successfully finding a more traditional approach. Chinese herbal medicine, specifically the time-tested respiratory health-enhancing properties that come from the rare Chinese fruit, Lohanguo, or LHK. After studying the traditional use of LHK and investing millions of dollars in quality control, Longjiang River Health Products is proud to offer our LHK and LHK Plus herbal supplements to the American market. Used for centuries to promote respiratory health and strengthen one's respiratory system, regular use of LHK is believed to cleanse away pollutants, soothe irritation, and enhance your body's own harmony and vitality. In this cold weather season, that's important. Listen to your body with quality health products from Longjiang River. Visit LHKhealth.com.
Are you tired of the slow road to recovery from a cold, had it with miserable symptoms that linger and worsen? Get new Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. Umka Cold Care is a breakthrough natural medicine that shortens the duration and speeds recovery from bronchial, throat, and sinus irritations, enabling you to get back to being yourself again. This potent extract, unique to South Africa, has been clinically studied and proven effective. In fact, Umka Cold Care has become an international top seller and is now available in the U.S. Umka is available in concentrated drops and great-tasting syrups for both children and adults. So, the next time you feel a cold coming on, get better faster. Get new Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. Umka, unique, exotic, and best of all, it works. Umka, the traditional Zulu remedy, transformed by modern science into a natural medicine for sinusitis and the common cold. Umka is now available from Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And let me give you folks the phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Before we get to the phones, I want to tell you that we have some great new discounts now in effect at Wilner Chemists. Our new sale flyer should be arriving any day in your mailbox if you're on our mailing list. In fact, I got mine yesterday. How about that? And if you aren't, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Take option number 3. 1-800-633-1106, option 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our brand new website, www.wilner2ls.com. And if you don't have a copy of our 224-page Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog, it's filled with health information and product data, you should get that as well, and it's free.
Of course, you can pick one up at either of one of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, that's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway. We're right near the corner of Murray Street, which is right across from City Hall. What's actually on sale? Well, if I read the full list, we wouldn't have time to take your calls. There are thousands and thousands of products on sale, many, many product lines on sale at discounts up to 50% off list price from 60 different supplement companies. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All righty, and let's get back to the phones and say hello to Dana from Brooklyn, or is it Dana?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hello, sirs. Hi, doctor and other pharmacist people.
Hi there.
Hi. I have COPD, unfortunately, and I've been taking, I just was diagnosed with this a few weeks ago. And I was given Advair and Combivent, the two inhalers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to know what else I can do.
Okay, nutritionally.
Yes.
Okay, first question.
Well, why don't we say what COPD is?
Yeah, well, that's what sort of I'm going to ask because, you know, suddenly out of the blue with COPD, I mean, usually this is referring to either a bronchitis type thing in which there's difficulty breathing out, kind of like asthma, or emphysema, in which is people tend to be somewhat short of breath and there's been destruction of lung tissue. Now,
did they
usually don't come out of nowhere, though. Have you had these symptoms a long time?
I had a few years ago a horrendous bronchitis that just wouldn't go away and wound up going to a pulmonary doctor. And that's the same doctor I'm going to now. And at that point, he said he thought I had COPD.
Okay. So.
And now, about 6 weeks ago, more or less the same thing happened, but slightly differently. I got a very bad bronchitis, cold, was taking antibiotics. The antibiotics did nothing. They put me on two different types of antibiotics, and it didn't help. Then I saw this doctor, and he said it's the COPD.
Yeah, so I think what's happened is that when you get an infection and it inflames and irritates your airways, it brings out a latent vulnerability that I guess isn't so bad at other times. And in some way, we can think about this kind of like an asthma. And among the things that are helpful in terms of what you want to do is heal the inflammation, because the Advair and the sprays that you're taking will reverse the spasm in the airways for a few hours, and that will be sufficient. But how do we heal? So first thing I would think about is N-acetylcysteine. And N-acetylcysteine is a precursor to glutathione, which is the main antioxidant in the lung. And I would have you take something somewhere between, say, 500-600 milligrams once a day to twice a day. And along with a broad-spectrum multivitamin mineral that includes various antioxidants, including, say, at least 100 units of a mixed tocopherol vitamin E, including at least 50 to 200 micrograms of selenium, including some vitamin C, and et cetera, et cetera. I would also probably have you on a fish oil, because that has anti-inflammatory effects and is generally needed and is generally weak in the American diet. And so a fish oil, anywhere, say, between 1 to 3 grams or so a day as starters. I would also have eaten lots of fruits and vegetables, because all those bioflavonoids and kind of good things that you, if you buy them separately in pills, might cost quite a lot. You can get some of that through your diet.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned a multivitamin mineral, vitamin C, selenium, those types of things. Another nutrient very important for lung health is magnesium. Definitely helps normalize bronchial reactions. It helps vasodilate and open up bronchial bronchi. And also, if there is oftentimes with people like with asthma have a sensitivity to dust. Allergens in the air. Sometimes taking products that contain quercetin, bromelain, nettle can definitely help improve the condition. So something like Allermax from Country Life might also be helpful in this kind of situation. There's also good lung formulas on the market. NF Natural Factors has a sinus and lung bronchial formula that can definitely help clear up lungs. If there's excess mucus, it can help you bring it up and cough it out. Yeah, that's Natural Factors, sinus, lung, and bronchial formula, I believe.
The only other thing which I don't think you guys have mentioned that is oftentimes helpful to people with a COPD is the amino acid carnitine.
Mm-hmm.
There has been some work. I'm looking at the Health Notes database, which you folks can access through our website. But they do list some studies that have shown that L-carnitine as a supplement can be helpful as well.
And last but not least, you know, the lung tissue is epithelial in origin, and what helps epithelial tissue is vitamin A. So this might be a case where you might want to take some preformed vitamin A in from either cod liver oil or from fish oil or from fish liver oil at dosages, you know, maybe up to 10,000 IUs at a time. So
first thing that the doctor had said, he said acetyl something.
N-acetylcysteine.
Is that NAC?
Yeah, yes.
Right.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, Dana, thanks for the call. And next we have Mario from Queens.
Hello.
Hi, Mario.
How you doing?
Good.
First of all, I want to compliment Wilner Chemnitz for the policy that they have. When you call up and ask for a product and ask it to be held, They will hold your product for at least 2 weeks.
That's right.
Very good.
All
okay.
Right.
Here's my question.
And you know, and the hard part is we only have two hands, you know, and the 50 employees. So once we reach 100, once we reach 100 products that we're holding, it gets very difficult.
Okay. But it's a great thing to have because you don't get down to Wilner sometimes the day that you want to.
Yeah.
And it's comforting to know that you don't have to call back and the product is being held for you. Okay?
Okay, thanks,
all right.
Mario.
Now, here's my question. Is it advisable or inadvisable to eat standing up?
Is it inadvisable? It's, okay. Number one, I don't know. I think the tendency is to sit down. It sort of puts you in a little more relaxed position.
I would think if you're on a weight loss diet, maybe eating while standing up might have some theoretical benefit. If you're not quite as comfortable, maybe you wouldn't spend as much time at the table. I don't know.
Sort of a common sense thing where obviously I agree with you, Arnie. If you're relaxed, your digestive system is probably going to be a little bit more activated, more concentrated its energy on breaking down the foods properly. If you're standing up, most likely you're doing something else. You're occupied with something else. You may be thinking about something that might be stressing you. Not a good time to eat. The best time to eat is when you're relaxed.
Okay.
Actually, I want to say one thing, aside from perhaps wondering why that question's being asked, because
right.
Sounds like there ought to be some motivation behind it. People, particularly as they get older, one syndrome we see is a drop of blood pressure after eating. That is, if the blood flow is being diverted to the gut to digest the food, and this isn't instant, but this is somewhat later, there is a small group of people who does get low blood pressure as a response to eating due to this blood flow mechanism, and obviously those people should not be standing.
Okay. Now, my second question is this. Is there a cream away from I want to mention PC95 from Roex. They say it does this, that, the other thing, so on, so forth, so forth. Now, I cannot tolerate, via a question that I asked you some time ago, too many vitamins at one time. Now, is there a cream that I could use, say, and use, break up a B and put it in the cream?
And rub it on your skin and have it absorbed.
Right.
Probably not, Mario. Probably not. The skin has a lot of fatty tissue around it, so some of the fatty things might absorb better, maybe vitamin A or vitamin E or things like that. But the Bs, you know, I don't know that that would be a good idea, Mario.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thanks for the call. Okay, we're going to pause for a short break. The number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We have some open lines available. And this is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll all be back in just a moment. But first, the company that brought you Ester C has now added Ester E to their lineup. Ester E is a new patented form of vitamin E, and it's now available from American Health. Vitamin E is so important. It's a powerful antioxidant. It supports heart health and immune function. New research shows that regular users of vitamin E may be less likely to die from Lou Gehrig's disease. Ester E from American Health is body ready. It's a natural phosphate vitamin E complex that's easily absorbed by the body. Ester E from American Health, now available in 400 international unit soft gels. You've been hearing about Ester E? Well, we have it at Wilner Chemists. So you have no excuse not to try this new body-ready form of natural vitamin E. Ester E soft gels from American Health, now available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Basketball legend Urban Magic Johnson on how he stays healthy.
I try to do all the right things. I exercise, I eat right, I get plenty of rest. But I also do something extra to guard my health. I take Natrol My Defense.
Natrol My Defense guards your health by stimulating the body's immune system. It actually increases the activity of immune cells, the cells that protect your health. Natrol My Defense contains Immune Enhancer, an all-natural ingredient clinically proven to support immune health.
Natrol My Defense is the real deal. That's why I take it every day.
Natrol My Defense is effective, safe, and can be taken every day. You want to do everything you can to stay healthy, so be good to yourself. Give your body the help it needs. Do what magic does.
Guard your health with Natrol My Defense every day. I do.
Take Natrol My Defense with the power of Immune Enhancer, because nothing's more important than staying healthy.
If you're looking for information on nutritional supplements, how to choose those that are right for you, and how to properly use them, the new book, The Best Supplements for Your Health, is just what you need. Written by Don Goldberg, Arne Gitomer, and Dr. Robert Abel, The Best Supplements for Your Health provides over 400 pages of factual and helpful information on supplements, including over 300 pages of product-specific recommendations. Whatever your health problem, prevention or treatment, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, or weight control, this book is for you. Unfortunately, there is a lot of misinformation out there. With this book, you will find out what doesn't work as well as what does, in Don and Arnie's well-known tell-it-like-it-is, no-holds-barred style. You can learn more about the book visiting the website at www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. It's available at all major book outlets, including Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and of course, at Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book from Kensington Publishing. And what better gift could you find for those that are important to you? Now on sale at 30% off. The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect holiday present. Only $11.20 a copy at Wilner Chemists and Amazon.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer here, along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Prodell. And before we get to the telephones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol brings you the My Favorite Multi-Collection of multivitamin supplements. And our next caller is Marlene from Brooklyn.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good, and you?
Well, I'm calling because I have arthritis, and I take a lot of supplements, but I notice that even though they may help me most of the time, before there's an extreme change in the weather, like snow coming or a big rain or even the extreme cold, I find that my whole body just feels weak and sick, and I don't know what to do or what not to do, what to eat or what not to eat, and I was hoping you could help me.
Very interesting. So so you're taking the things like glucosamine and...
And DLPA.
Yeah.
And alfalfa.
Okay. All right. And if you want some dietary suggestions, they would be, number one, avoiding a lot of, these concentrated sugary things, as Don likes to call them, ding-dings and ho-hos, stuff like that. But eating lots of fruits and vegetables, perhaps staying away from some of the what they call the nightshade group of vegetables, which includes tomatoes, potatoes, and I'm sure some other things which I don't recall. But
tobacco.
Tobacco, okay. But Dr. Podell, why? I guess it's a common thing about this
yeah.
change of weather, and when it's raining, somebody says, I could tell it's going to rain because my knees hurt.
Yeah, there's no question it's real. I tried researching this some years ago, and also just a few years ago. I could find almost nothing on it. There was even some sort of international medical society on climatology or something where they try to look at these things, but they're like 50 members worldwide, and they didn't ever get anywhere. So unfortunately, it's a real phenomenon. We don't really understand it.
But what we do know is that there are pressure differentials that occur in the atmosphere that affect perhaps some spaces inside the cavities, in the joint cavity. If there's some inflammation, you add that to the picture, and you've got some pain. MSM actually may be the antidote here because it does affect pressure differentials in tissue. It helps the tissue become a little bit more porous when it's needed. So add some MSM to the regimen, and you might find that it might do the trick. Maybe 1,000 milligrams two or three times a day. You could take higher doses of it. I've seen the literature where people would take much higher doses. I would say 3,000 milligrams a day of MSM added to your glucosamine or the joint formulas you're using now.
All right, thank you. I have another question. I just heard recently about people who have shots some derivative of chicken that was put into their knees, and they say that they feel much better. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. I don't know anything about it. Uh, for For me, it would be in my back, which is probably a more precarious place. I was wondering if you have any knowledge on what you would say about this.
Well, that may be the hyaluronic acid.
Oh, and it's injected into the joint?
Yeah, you see, well, that's what Arnie pointed out to you a little while ago. A hyaluronic acid is basically sort of made by the body from collagen. Collagen is the connective tissue, glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, all of those things sort of contribute to the body's own formation of hyaluronic acid. But again, it has to be given by injection. You know, there are a lot of advertisements, these infomercials that talk about hyaluronic acid as a supplement. But really, when you look at the ingredients, you'll see that all they contain is a collagen and some of the other things that I mentioned. So by injection, there is a rational use for it. Whether it's for you or not, you know, we of course don't know, but it's something that you should talk with your rheumatologist or your regular doctor about.
And you know, Don, earlier we had a phone call, I think Mary was her name, who was considering hyaluronic acid, and it's a shame for people's attention to be diverted to that when there's such good studies. There's plenty of studies on chondroitin, on glucosamine. These things, they work, and they certainly should be the first thing you should try if you have pain or osteoarthritis, and they're widely available. Get those first, and you'll probably get good results.
All right. Thanks for that call, Marlene.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. And let's say hello to Ralph from Long Valley, New Jersey.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Ralph.
Hi. My son is 23 years old. He is an athlete. He has a condition that the doctors describe as muscular myopathy. That is, he gets pains in his quads, in his thigh muscles, when he works out, and then sometimes days later, at night, he'll wake up with pain in his quads. They have ruled out with many tests multiple sclerosis, tumors, all the standard possibilities. They guess that it might be he might be lacking some enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
Now he got this originally. It only started about a year ago, and then it went away for 8 or 9 months, and it came back again. And now it's tailing off again. Just wondered if you had any suggestions at all.
Well, the question is, what level of doctor is evaluating this?
First he went to a regular doctor, and then he went to a neurologist.
Okay. There's a lot higher levels, as it were, of specialty sophistication, because whatever this is, it sounds like it's fairly unusual. Probably the group that I would look at would be at Columbia. They have a group that studies mitochondria, which is the energy-producing parts of the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And you need somebody who's going to look. In other words, they can actually do a muscle biopsy, and they can analyze each individual enzyme. And you need electron microscopes and so on. I don't believe there's anyone in New Jersey, at least nobody that I know of, who can do it. So the question is how to get to them. We have their number at the office, which if you wanted to call our office, is 973-218-9191. Or if you put into your search engine mitochondria and Columbia University, they'll pop up there. They see mainly kids, but they have some people who see adults as well.
Gotcha. Okay, so you would recommend that the next step is probably a muscle biopsy. Actually, one of the doctors did say that was one of the next steps he could think of, because they can't think of anything else to do.
Okay, well, the proper step would normally be, say, neurologist. Where do you now send your difficult muscle cases? He may, you know, use this group. He may, there's a group in Philadelphia. But what he needs is not so much a biopsy, although he probably does need that, but the expertise of somebody who's a specialist in this area.
Got it.
In other words, Sam wrote, say carnitine. And some of these myopathic things will respond to the nutrient carnitine. But there are many different enzymes. They're each going to respond to something different. So the diagnosis is the first step.
Gotcha. Okay, very good.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ralph. And let's say hello to David from Summit, New Jersey. Hello, David.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have a question about ankylosing spondylitis.
My brother has it. It's a result of ulcerative colitis and the treatments that followed over many years. I thought Dr. Podell had mentioned he had seen something interesting a few weeks ago, and the show ended. I never did find out what it was. Also, do you have any other thoughts?
Let me take a look. The answer is I did find something, but I think at that time I couldn't remember what I had seen. There had been an article about something that surprised me that it was applicable. And so if you talk with Sam for a little while here, I'll go back on the computer and see if I can figure it out.
Okay, so okay. So you want the ankylosing spondylitis?
Right.
Okay, that's a case where Dr. Podell...
Well,
that's
an inflammation of the spine.
Inflammation.
And it's generally in men, and it's... you know, there's a certain, what's it called, HLA type, a genotype, HLA B27, that at least for white people, something like 90% of the people who have this particular genotype. But apparently for other races, that doesn't hold. And what I'm going to do here is kind of run through the National Library of Medicine, and you guys talk about something else.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We need to pause and hear a few words from our friend Drew Burns.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal. And downtown at 253 Broadway, across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com. And they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, quickly, Dr. Podell, were you able to find that reference?
No, I don't have it so far. Although there was one article on thalidomide, which surprised me. These are not
lovely.
Natural treatments being useful. And let's see here.
Okay, I'll tell you what. David, Dr. Podell will look a little bit over the break, and then if we have something, we'll talk about it quickly at the start of the second hour.
Okay. Okay, I'll hold on.
All right, thanks, David. All right, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of My Defense, the immune support formula, endorsed by none other than Magic Johnson. Okay, this is a two-hour show, folks. Those of you who are on the phones, you can stay right there, and we'll get to you at about 6.5 minutes after 3. That's when we will come back from the news and weather and all of those good things. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's old...